Clive Bull on LBC.
I'm Clive Bull. This is LBC. More calls and questions. A lot of questions coming in to my guest, Greg Smy-Rumsby. We're talking about space and what is out there. But let's bring you up to date now on that breaking news. Hillary Clinton officially running for President of the United States. Let's cross to LBC's Washington correspondent, Simon Marks. Hello, Simon. Looks like
hello,
we've
Clive.
Got the news from a video then.
Indeed, the news initially from an email that was sent to supporters of Hillary Clinton by one of her senior aides, John Podesta, who basically said to them, I want to give you advance notice that she's running for the presidency. And by the way, she needs your money, so please send campaign contributions as soon as possible. That was followed very shortly thereafter by a video that was posted up on YouTube simultaneously with her presidential campaign website going live. It's a very slickly produced video showing interviews with a tapestry of Americans, all of them announcing their future plans, some of them opening businesses, some of them starting families, some of them hoping to graduate college. And then up pops Hillary Clinton and she says, I've got some future plans myself. I'm going to run for the presidency of the United States because you, the American people, need a champion and I can be that champion. She says she's going to hit the campaign trail immediately. She'll be in Iowa on Monday, trying to persuade any wavering Democrats there who haven't yet been convinced that she's the candidate for them, that she is the candidate for them. And then, to make it even more official, 7 minutes ago, her own Twitter account put this out. I'm running for president. Every day, Americans need a champion, and I want to be that champion. So she's in the race.
And there's no question she will be the Democratic candidate then.
Well, I wouldn't say that yet. We are, I mean, if the vote was tomorrow, there would be no question that she would be the Democratic candidate. I mean, first of all, she's the only official declared one, although there are others out there who have formed exploratory committees. But, you know, she's got some major questions to answer. And it's been a while, I think, since a presidential candidate declared themselves a presidential candidate in the United States. And yet, on the day that they made the declaration, did not feel sufficiently comfortable or confident to sit down with any of the grand inquisitors from radio and television here and put themselves through an interview, because Hillary Clinton knows the moment she does that, she's going to have to explain why she deleted 60,000 emails from her personal server from when she was Secretary of State. She's going to have to explain whether any of her policy positions have shifted as a result of the millions and millions of dollars that she's been raising for the Bill, Hillary and Chelsea Clinton Foundation. So, you know, she's got very difficult questions that at some point she's going to have to answer. Does that mean her candidacy at some point gets derailed? Not necessarily, but it certainly means there are potential bumps in the road ahead.
And are there any polls or indications as to whether she's got a good chance of winning the presidency itself?
Well, she's definitely a very strong candidate. I mean, in matchups between Hillary Clinton and Jeb Bush, for example, on the Republican side, it's a close-run thing. There's no question that she appeals to Democrats, and to some extent she has overcome over the years some of the traditional animus that many Republicans had towards her. She had a relatively successful run as Secretary of State, although, of course, Republicans will say, well, hang on a second, what about the attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi and the way she handled that, the Al-Qaeda attack that, of course, claimed the life of the U.S. ambassador to Libya and others on that day. Her record as Secretary of State also includes presenting the Russians with that big, shiny reset button and saying the era of Chile relations that had been presided over by President George W. Bush were coming to an end. Well, that didn't work out too well for her either. So, again, it's not an entirely clear path that lies ahead for her. We've also got to ask ourselves, as far as the Democratic Party's nomination is concerned, will she face a meaningful challenge? And I think as soon as the euphoria over Hillary Clinton's entry into the race comes to an end, people are going to start wondering, what is Joe Biden, the vice president of the United States, planning to do? He hasn't made it clear if he's going to run or not. One would think she's a stronger candidate than he is, but one one would equally think that he covets the top job. So that's going to be an interesting dynamic to watch.
It's going to be an interesting time ahead. Thank you very much indeed. Simon Marks, LBC's Washington correspondent. Here on LBC, I'm Clive Bull with you until 9.